Cavalry FC has arrived in the CONCACAF Champions Cup. The Canadian Premier League side earned a 2-1 comeback victory over Pumas Annam Thursday night at Starlight Stadium in Langford, BC in the first of the two-leg opening round fixture in the Southern Alberta's first competitive match against a Liga MX side. The victory marked the first time a corporal team has defeated a Liga MX club in the history of the competition and first ever win by a corporal team in the cup. "I think the whole team did it today. I'm just happy for the guys," reigning corporal Golden Boot winner Tobias Warszewski told One Soccer post-match. "When you concede just before halftime a goal like that, I think everybody was a little head down into the locker room. But we showed character today in the second half and I think we deserved the win today." Cavalry FC's Tobias Warszewski and Pumas Ricardo Galindo chase the ball in CONCACAF Champions Cup soccer action at Starlight Stadium in Langford, BC on February 6. Darren Stone, Times columnist. Cavalry fielded an attack-minded starting 11 led by Warszewski, playmaking wingers Ali Moose and Jay Herdman and attacking midfielder Sergio Camargo. Nicholas Walling, an outside forward, was pressed into action as the starting right back with full back Fraser Aird unavailable. Pumas, in the midst of a busy set of ties with their regular season underway, countered with a rotated side without many of its regulars. Amid winter conditions on Vancouver Island, the home ground for Cavalry in the Cup due to pitch conditions in a southern Alberta winter, traveling fans for both sides witnessed a cagey first half with well-organized defenses. Pumas broke the deadlock on the precipice of halftime when Santiago Lopez, a Canadian international at the youth and senior level, opened the scoring with a well-struck rebound past Cavs goalkeeper Marco Carducci. "We said we needed to start well, we needed to contain them," said Cavalry FC head coach and GM Tommy Wheeldon Jr. "I thought we were defensively disciplined and had some nice moments with the ball in the first half, but we knew we had some decisions to make in the second half. I think the goal forced our hand to attack a little bit more on the counter and I think it probably raised our lads. I'm just so proud of the way the lads responded against a very good team." Undaunted, the Cavs struck back in the second half via the set piece. Towering central midfielder Charlie Trafford found room in the box for a clear-cut volley off a signature curling corner from Moose to draw the Canadian side even in the 57th minute. Warszewski then showcased his skills with a brilliant finish in the 80th minute, with the attacker taking a header from Herdman, juggling it to himself and firing in a volley. Goal at CPL Caval RYFC take the lead on an unbelievable goal from Tobias Warszewski. Horse hashtag can PL. Red Circle watch live on onesoccerpick.twitter.com/QMMR5EGBUP. One Soccer, at One Soccer, February 7, 2025. Cavalry travel to Mexico City for the second leg of the fixture on February 13. Puma's home ground, Estadio Olimpico Universitario, has a capacity of close to 70,000. This marks Cavalry FC's second foray into the continental competition after debuting in 2024 in an opening round defeat to the MLS, Orlando City SC. "This is only the first half of it, and whilst it's an exceptional result, we know they're an outstanding team," Wheeldon Jr. added. "They're one of the big four in Liga MX and they're three times champions of this cup. We're not going to go in there thinking this leg is won, and I'm sure we've probably spurred a response from them. The bigger the challenge, the greater these teams rise, so we want them to play their best effort because we want to be able to face it. We're in this competition to get better and we can only get better playing teams like Pumas." The 2025 iteration of the CONCACAF Champions Cup features 27 teams, 18 from Mexico, the United States and Canada, 6 from Central America and 3 from the Caribbean zone representing Haiti, Dominican Republic and Jamaica. Forge FC, the other corporal side in the CONCACAF Champions Cup, opened their continental competition on Wednesday with a 2-0 home loss to Mexico's CF Monterrey. For more information, go to cavsfc.com. Trafford brings U.S. level. Flexed biceps, light skin tone. Pick.twitter.com/m621GA961Z. Trophy Cavalry FC at CPL Cavalry FC, February 7, 2025.